All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very special International Shining Star edition of the BCP with one of our favorite guests of all time. Of course, I got to go down the list here. He is the current reigning and defending ECPW light heavyweight champion. He is the ISPW golden ticket holder. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Of course, he's got the briefcase with him. Hashtag best friends club, our good pal, Mr. Ray Caligiuri. What's up, Ray? Where the heck are you, man?
Hashtag snuggle club.
Inside joke, snuggle party.
Snuggle party, yeah. So right now I am in the South American continent. I am in the country of Colombia.
Whoa. Awesome, man. That's so cool. And just the beautiful view. You know, we always have these things scheduled. I was a little late. There's a little snuggle party going on. So I apologize for that, Ray. But it says the guy who's on a bed, a cabana or whatever, bungalow in the middle of the beach. First and foremost, happy birthday, Soraya. Don't want to bury the lead.
Happy
cheers.
Birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Cheers. Oh, we'll do a little cheers to Soraya. That's amazing. Soraya. Hoping you're having a great day over there with the Shining Star. How can you not, right?
And even though it is only 9:30 a.m. here, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? As they say. So cheers.
Cheers, brother.
Yeah, cheers.
Very well deserved. Ray, you know, before we talk shop and wrestling, all that, I always like to talk about the culture. This is my favorite part of interviewing you, is I get to learn about the world and all that stuff. So I think Colombia, South America, coffee comes to mind. Are you a big coffee guy? Have you tried some coffee down there?
Actually, we have a tour set up on Monday. So right now I'm in the town of Cartagena, which is the coastal line of Colombia. And I believe tomorrow, we're going to head out towards the northern east coast of the country, towards the mountains, where we have set up a coffee tour, actually, on Monday. So in Medellin.
That's awesome. Have you like tried any of the coffee that you're there? Are you kind of waiting for that? Like, I'm guessing you're going to get to try some coffee there.
No. Of course, I've had coffee here. There's this one spot. I forgot the name of it. I wish I could remember so I could shout them out. But they've had the best coffee I've ever had. And I've traveled all over the world. One of the best coffees I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was so good.
That's so cool, because that'd be one of the first things I do. Is like, all right, like, because I'm a big coffee guy, not a coffee snob. I don't know if you're a coffee snob, but like, that just seems like an awesome thing to do. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the culture down there. You always send me some pictures. I always get to see what you're doing.
Behind the scene pictures.
Yes. I saw Best Friends Club. I saw mud baths going on. I saw you meeting, I don't want to say senoritas. I saw you meeting some fans, some friends, some of the ladies like you down there. What's going on down there, bro?
Yes. Also, by the way, real quick, I am sitting in a private cabana. I am in a private beach resort that we got here in a private just to throw that out there, just to sprinkle that in there. Sure. By the way, just and I'm sipping champagne at 9:30 in the morning. The mud bath. We climbed the volcano Totumo. Somebody's gonna like be screaming at your screen right now, saying, "Oh, you freaking idiot! It's this." But yes, so we climbed the volcano. It's an active volcano. We climbed, I believe it was 50 feet up, and you go into the mud hole and you take like this mud bath with like minerals, and it's supposed to be good for your skin. You know what? Actually, my hair feels a little softer right now. And I'm kind of glowing, right?
He's always shining. Come on.
No. And then we met some of the locals, and we hung out with the locals and ate with the locals. And the picture that I sent you is, I call them the banana ladies or the fruit ladies, if you will. And, you say, "Hey, well, can we take a picture?" So, we took a picture, and one of them is like, can I give you a kiss?" And I'm like, sure. And then and they're like, so I don't know if I sent you that picture or not, but anyway, I have the two ladies just squeezing me in the middle, and I'm just like you could barely see my face. But yeah, it was a good time and good people. And so far, having an amazing time here.
Dude, that's awesome, man. You briefly mentioned, and I always talk about it, you briefly mentioned the food. What's the food like down there?
Oh, dude, the food. Yeah. I think I gained like 10 pounds. And I know I have a show here in less than 2 weeks, and I gotta trim down, and we'll get into that. But the food is phenomenal. I haven't eaten in one bad place. Even the street cart, like the street cart food, even that's freaking amazing. Really, really good.
Wow, man. Well, you look great, man. I'm not thinking you need to shred up or anything, man. You look like $1 million, man. But you're on vacation, so do it up, brother. Do it up, man, for sure, man.
Do it up a little bit.
As always. Ray, should we talk shop a little bit? Lots going on, man. Let's get
Sure. Open the book. Open the
get
book.
into it. Hey, I'm just doing my job, Ray. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. More importantly, thank you for, making the time for me on your vacation. I always appreciate that. Just doing my job. I got to ask you this, Ray. The last time I talked to you, and let's be real, pretty much every time I talk to you, you're at the top of the world, and you still are. You're living your best life, but a couple things have changed. Dave LaGreca, right by your side, man. The guy I would love to be one day. It's someone I look up to. I would love to do his job one day. Dave LaGreca, he's always been great to all of us at ISPW. Certainly mentor to me, to Vicky, to you at one time. He's amazing. Unfortunately, it looks like he was bought out by Andy Vinberg. And no disrespect to Andy Vinberg, who's accomplished so much in this business, but in my mind, and first of all, I don't blame Dave for taking the money, man. That was a good chunk of change. The amount went up and up and up. But now you're with Andy Vinberg. Vinberg's not at the last event, and that may or may not have cost you your ISPW Tri-State Championship, Ray, to the blessed one, Casey Navarro. I'm gonna try to stay out of this because I already know what you're gonna say. But Ray, what happened there, man?
Just to backtrack, $500,000, by the way, the contract was worth. Just to throw a number out there, since
Yeah.
everyone is, they'll be asking questions. Oh my God, but how much was the contract? How much was the contract worth? So now you're gonna come at me at 9:30 in the morning. I'm on vacation. I'm in a beautiful resort. I'm in my cabana. I'm sipping champagne. I'm minding my business, and you want to hit me with the hard question first, and you just want to go right after, right?
I'm
Okay.
sorry. I apologize for that, Ray. I
It's okay.
your best
It's
friend
okay.
club. I just
No,
got
no,
I
no,
have
no,
to
no, no,
ask.
no, 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 no. They know best friends close because everybody knows that you favor Casey over
Here
RC,
we
right?
go.
Everybody knows. It's okay, and it's okay. It's fine. I understand. But the Casey situation, did Andy's presence not being there hurt my match? Maybe, because at the end of the day, I did lose, right? And that's fine. But I do get my rematch. And in 2 weeks, Andy will be there. I will be there. The beautiful Soraya will be there, which is the birthday girl, by the way.
Happy
Yes.
birthday.
As shameless plug, right?
Smart man, smart man.
So, hey man, I'm the one, I just collect the belts. She's the pretty one. Everybody comes to see her. Nobody comes to see me.
Not
Everybody knows
true.
that. It's okay.
Not true.
So, in full effect, in less than 2 weeks here, me and Casey, we have a date. And this date is special because Casey has something that belongs to me. Point in case, he has been walking around with the title in different other promotions after successfully defeating me, but my nameplates are still on there. The RC logo is still on that belt, which means, Casey, you have something that's mine, my friend, and I want it back. And this time, we're not playing nice. And this time, all the rules go out the window. And this time, I don't care about the fans, and I don't care about nothing else but to take what rightfully belongs to me that I held for 6 months. That a title that I made relevant, not GKM, not anyone else before me, me, the world traveler, the current golden ticket holder.
Wow. All right. Very well said, Ray. And fair enough. Eye on the prize always. And things are still great. I don't want to take away from anything you're doing. I mean, you're obviously living your best life, but we talk about this every time you're here, man. You still do have, and we just saw it. Of course, you have it with you. What a pro this guy. The ISPW golden ticket where you can cash in for that heavyweight championship. There were a couple of times I thought maybe you would have cashed in some things going on. But very, you're a calculated guy, man. They're playing checkers, you're playing chess. I've met you, Ray. That being said, I believe you have till May, correct me if I'm wrong, to cash this thing in. So now there's a little bit of a bookend on this whole thing, man. Does that kind of change your strategy, knowing that you have to lock it in at a certain time? Because and this is a man you faced who the ISPW heavyweight champion is in the legendary, the timeless one, Crowbar, man. I mean, how do you navigate this?
So real quick, right? Just to clarify, look, this is not a green screen. Just to clarify, like I always do, right? This is not
Yep,
a look.
this
Look at that
guy.
view. Look, hold on. Let me get out of the way. Let me get a, look at that view. Look at that view.
Oh
Look at that
my
view.
gosh.
That's what
Beautiful.
success looks like. That's what success looks like right there. All right. But back to your question. Back to your question. Look at this guy. This guy has fresh lobsters in his hand. That's
Are you
crazy.
serious?
Yeah, he has like 50. You want me to call him over here so you can see the shot?
I'm good, but that's kind of a bit. Of course, you're just walking around with fresh lobsters.
I mean, you know. But yes, back to the question. The man that I faced, Crowbar, the thing is that everyone thought me going into that match that I wasn't going to be able to hang with the veteran Crowbar and vice versa, that the veteran Crowbar, you know, because everyone, because he is the timeless one, right? And everyone always plays up how many years he's been in the business and what he's done. Can he still hang with the young lions? And oh, Ray's still fairly relatively new to the game. Can he hang with a veteran? So I believe that that was one of those matches that made me arrive at ISPW. It made a lot of people's minds get changed, and it opened a lot of different eyes on me and myself. And I took it to Crowbar, and I don't know if you watched the video or not. I'm not sure, but I may or may not have hit the referee by accident. By accident. Oh, let me call this guy. Hold on. Let me call this guy over here so I can see. Let me call this guy over here so we can see the lobsters real quick. So, and then we'll continue getting back to business.
Yeah, I'm in.
Primo, primo. Ven, enséñame eso en el video, porque lo quieren
This
ver.
is awesome.
Okay, está bien, gracias. He said he's gonna come right back. He
He's
had to
wearing
go
a.
over there.
That's so cool, man. What a guy. Living
Yeah,
your
he's
best life.
tested. So that match with me and Crowbar, it finally put me on the map with ISPW. Not that anything else hasn't put me on the map, because I am a former ISPW Tri-City champion. I am a current golden ticket holder. But that me going against a veteran like that really put people on notice of who I am and what I bring to the table. Look, oh, wait, por favor. You want one of those? No?
What a
Look
guy.
at this. This guy has fresh lobster hair.
What? Hey, what's
Look
up, man? That's so
at that.
cool.
Look
What's up, bro? Hey,
at
what's up? That is so cool,
that's
man.
so crazy, right?
Cheers,
That's so
brother.
crazy.
That's so
Which
cool.
one you want?
Are you?
Dame como 5 minutos y después hablo con ella para ver si ella quiere. Okay. Ajá.
That's so cool.
Okay. Plátano, sí, pero patacones igual, ya. Okay, está bien. Gracias.
So you're getting a lobster? That's so cool, man. Sure, why not,
Come on.
right?
Come on, it's sweet, man. What are you talking
Of
about?
course, there's a guy coming around with champagne and lobsters and
Fresh lobsters. You start crawling and doing the whole thing.
that's
This
crazy.
is a very unconventional interview, because we've never followed this pattern before. We're sort of just like jumping all over the place, and I hope that the viewers don't mind, because we usually follow a certain pattern that you smacking me? Like what are you doing?
You
You giving me
deserve it.
the Iggy of like it's time to cut off? Like what we gotta go.
No, I got you, man. I'm not gonna hold you up, Ray. No, you got
Okay,
things.
so
It's a birthday girl. I understand, but I do want to ask you this one, Ray. I do want to ask you.
yes.
First of all, match with Crowbar was great.
Yes, thank you.
I won't take too much of your time. You let me know, man. I'll just call it down the middle here, Ray. And I mean, no disrespect. Again, doing my job. You know, I'm not hard hitting, man. But do you think maybe? And again, you lost the Tri-State Championship. You're still at the top of your game. You still, essentially, in my mind, are the number one contender, the next guy at ISPW if you're able to stop Crowbar. Again, amazing match. But do you think maybe just all this time traveling all over, the vacations, and like you said, it is important to recharge. You really deserve it. Do you think maybe, and I know a lot of people in this business, maybe you may have lost focus just for a second there. I know you're always working hard and putting in the work, but do you think maybe you just lost a little bit of focus? Just have to ask.
Do I look like a man who's have lost focus, Rob?
No,
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 right?
sir.
I like to enjoy my time off. That's what I do. That's what I work hard for. That's what I built. But make no mistake about it. Anytime I go into any arena, into any ring, when I put my gear on and my music hits. Everybody knows it's time for business. And all of that playing and all of the vacationing and all of the pictures and all of the content and all of that stuff goes out the window. So no, I don't feel like, because I do take time off to see the world, that it affects me inside the ring. Yes, I did currently, temporarily, lost the ISPW Tri-State Champion. Yes, okay, that's fine. But still, first ever ISPW Golden State ticket holder.
Yeah.
Kind of looks nice on me.
Looks great, man. And Ray, I'm gonna let you get out of here. I know you got stuff to do. Last one from me, real quick. You are the guy, Ray. Guy on deck, ISPW. I know you've thought about this. I've asked this in a different way, so I'm gonna phrase it like this. I know it's important for you to win a heavyweight championship, man. I think that's your next big goal. I've had minor goals this year. I'm starting to check boxes. I know you work the same way. Like you said, you still work very hard. What would that moment, just the actual moment, mean to you if you are able to win that heavyweight championship where the referee, Pat, whoever, hands you that title, and right now Ray Kalitri is a heavyweight champion? What would that mean to you?
As far as what I would feel, I don't know, because I'm not there yet. I'm not at that stage yet. But what it would mean for my career, it cements me 150% in the tri-state independent circuit, as you would say. And it puts me on the map of other promotions that may or may not have given me a chance before. And now they'll be like, oh, hold on, wait, this guy did that over there. Okay, so maybe he's really that good as they claim for him to be, or as he claims to be. So let's maybe give this guy an opportunity now that he's starting to like make a name for himself. And he's, you know, so that to me, I think becoming that opens so many different doors for me. As far as what I'm going to feel at that moment, I don't know, because I'm not there, but I just feel that it's going to open a lot of different doors for me when it happens, because it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. I have less than 60 days.
Wow. Well, Ray, thank you as always for making time during your trip. Recharge your batteries, man. I meant no offense, man. You know, best friends club, man. I'm just asking the questions. Go enjoy your trip. I'll see you at ISPW, man. I'll give you a big hug. It's gonna be great, Ray. Just continue success, brother. You know I appreciate you.
Real quick.
Please.
Before we get out of here.
Of course.
Before we get out of here. Special shout out to the Ireland family for the Daddy Daughter Entertainment, wrestling fam, Chucky, daughter Chloe, wife Leslie, son Ray, to my girl Chloe, who calls me Uncle Ray. Super cool to be around that family, to be around them going on 6 years, and to see them come support me, and to see Chloe grow up next to me from she was a little thing to she's like all like sprouting up into a young woman. But it's always super cool because the support from them means the world to me. The support from Chloe means the world to me when she makes the signs and everything is always super, super cool and super special. Anytime they come out to a show, even though she came to the last show wearing your boy's shirt, she was wearing a KC shirt. Oh. And you know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to take back everything that I said earlier.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to say that because Chloe wore the KC shirt, that brought me bad luck. So there you go. It wasn't the Andy Weinberg not being there.
Wow.
It wasn't a miscalculation on my end. It wasn't because Soraya wasn't, you know, she didn't do whatever she wanted to do. It's because Chloe Ireland was wearing a KC Navarro shirt that night, and I believe she gave me the bad juju.
Wow. Wow.
But it's okay. I still love you guys.
We'll make sure she sees this.
Much love to the DDE. Yeah. Chucky will see it. He always sees everything, which is an amazing support. And I love that guy. And we've hung out behind the scenes. And, you know, we were even talking about taking a break. There it is. But yes. Anyway, I'm out of here. I got to go enjoy this. Well, my cup. Can I get a refill, please?
This guy.
I know it's your birthday, but at the Shining Star needs a refill.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Ray,
I'm gonna enjoy this view. I'm gonna enjoy the lobsters that we just ordered. I'm gonna enjoy Even though it's Soraya's birthday, but I'm going to enjoy the day too. I'm going to enjoy this private cabana. I'm going to enjoy this private beach. I'm going to enjoy the adult beverages, the fruit, the fresh fruit. I'm going to enjoy this weather because right now, I believe it's like 50 degrees back home. It's raining, 50 degrees, right? Something like that.
Yep, of course,
yeah,
it's raining.
Yeah,
yep.
It's about 90 degrees over here. I'm about to go get my tan on and go eat more delicious food and just enjoy this because when we come back, we have work to do. And that's how we cut the interview. See you later. Much love. BCP, we out.